I think I could watch this video all day. Which that one? Made me a terrible person, or like
which video?
You ever seen the video with the lion and chasing that dude who just like kind of wanders in his fucking area and shit on Twitter?
The old white man, yeah.
This motherfucker just wanders behind a lion and shit. Mm-hmm. Someone told me he was like fake, but none of that shit looked staged to me. Like from old girl crying with the phone to like how he was reacting. Like I don't know who signs up for getting jumped by a tiger, but or by a lion. But this motherfucker just wanders in a I don't know if it was a cage. It was a caged area. In a caged area of a lion, thinking he could just bounce right back, and this motherfucker gets yanked.
Yeah, he was wrecked by a fucking lion. He was fooling by going in there. I saw him walk in there like, all right, well, he going to be able to get out, or the lion not going to see him. And then I saw how slow he took off. And mind you, he walked in there fucked up. His ankle almost broke on a rough terrain, and I saw him try to run back.
Yeah.
The lion jumped on his ass so quick.
So quick. Oh, you thought she was getting away?
So quick.
Hold on, wait a minute.
Man.
Get your ass back over here.
Dragged him right back in the dirt, though. Like,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure he just nibbled on his collarbone and broke that bitch easily.
Oh, my God, bro. Digging his nails into him.
Man, what?
Grabbed him by his teeth and everything. He felt all that.
The lion probably really toying with him, but fucking him up, though, at the same damn time.
He old, too.
Yeah,
we not talking like, bro, we not talking about like some drunk college kid who just got dared. Yo, bro, $20 to go in there with a lion.
I'm pretty sure this 85-year-old man probably suffered like skin tears from like a wind blow or something like that. Like, the man's skin wasn't that easy to, like, skin ain't rough no more. I'm pretty sure that shit was tearing easily.
Like, what was you thinking? Like, you not Reggie Bush, dog? I think he goes on 4-3-40 against a lion. Like, why even wait for some action?
Again, if you can blame the parents behind the Harambe situation, that you can definitely blame the grandkids behind this fucking situation.
Hell yeah. And they killed him. They killed the lion to save that punk ass motherfucker. Fuck him.
They let his demented old ass walk in there, and that's what happened. I think he's got dementia or something. There had to be something wrong for him to just walk in there like that. Like, ain't nothing right upstairs.
You a grown ass. Like I said, it's not a kid. This wasn't a child who just like escaped from the mom. It's not some badass kid who should be a Mori or some shit. Like, this is a grown ass man. It just fucking wandered in there thinking
he could have had dementia. He could have had dementia.
Whatever. What did I always tell you? What did I tell you before you go to the zoo? Keep your hands and feet inside
all the time.
All times.
Exactly. They do, but still, man, he could have been. I just want to give him the benefit of the doubt that he wasn't in his right mind. I really do. But if he was, you asked for it.
You know who else aren't in their right mind? The Detroit Zoo.
Why?
When was the last time you been there?
I like to go to the zoo. I've been this year so far. Okay. Yeah.
I went there not too long ago. I was doing an event there and everything. Uh-huh. And I went to the kangaroo exhibit. I haven't been there before. You've been to the kangaroo exhibit, correct?
Yeah.
There are no barriers in the kangaroo exhibit.
No, it's like an Australian getaway.
That's some bullshit. I don't care about an Australian getaway. I know where I'm at. I'm in Royal Oak, Michigan. I don't give a damn. I don't give a damn about no fucking getaway. Did you see that big ass distance of how far a goddamn kangaroo can jump?
Yes.
You see how big and how strong a motherfucking kangaroo is?
A kangaroo will fuck you up easily.
Easily. Kangaroo the only motherfucker that can knock out Floyd Mayweather. That's it. Like, nobody else got a chance except a kangaroo. Put a kangaroo in a boxing ring, Floyd Mayweather take an L.
I don't know.
Especially the ones at the Detroit Zoo.
I seen some little ones when I was there. I haven't seen a big one.
Kangaroo. Kangaroos don't have little man
and
complex.
I haven't been in that exhibit in a while. I can tell you that, but I've been through it, though.
Kangaroos do not have little man complex. When they swing on you, you gonna feel it. I'm sure there's some, like, small little bitch ass motherfuckers in the world. I'm sure we see it around, but for this instance, it's not gonna work on a kangaroo. I don't care how small it is, how big it is, especially the one I saw. This motherfucker was built like a rhino. I'm so serious right now.
You lying?
As Brian Storm.
That kangaroo probably you. As
Brian Storm.
He probably was in there lifting. Y'all coming in here waking him the fuck up.
You know what? I don't have time for that shit. Put some barriers up. I feel safe around that. Like I said, they were sleeping chill at that point. But What if it wasn't? What if it was like 2 o'clock and they active and shit just hopping around and some other idiot who they feeling dumb as hell, like old boy with the lion. Now I gotta feel the wrath because you wanna act up. Say all the kangaroos just mob out on us because he wanted to, because he got dared by Chester to do something stupid.
I mean, that is a little dangerous though.
You know what I'm saying?
I haven't seen this Arnold Schwarzenegger kangaroo, but
he's out there.
Apparently he's out there, but I...
Kangaroo Schwarzenegger.
I'm not going to go through there to go see what he's about now, but...
Kangaroo Arnold.
Yeah, I could only imagine that motherfucker. Yeah, like, you can't go into the animal's habitat thinking everything's going to be safe all the time. You do got to have some small concern, but you are the guy who did. Like, we're not going to get in a dog situation, but you know the dog situation.
Episode 6, Alternative Blacks.
6666!
You all right over there?
Oh, shit. It's Eric's birthday, everybody. Hey!
It is, yes. Thanks, man.
Give it up for this motherfucker here, man. You know. It
feels great. Thank you.
He looks like a piece of shit. He's aging like shit. But, you know, hey, happy birthday, man. The best of us do, except for me. But, hey, you know what? It's episode 6. It's a great honor, and it's his birthday. So, let's give it up for this episode 6. Hey!
Still no gray hairs. I'm proud to say that. 28. I've seen motherfuckers 26 with hella gray hairs. My whole boy Calvin had gray hairs in like high school.
I got a few.
Wild.
How you?
Sorry, Calvin, for telling you that.
Yeah, that's fucked up, man.
He'll be all right.
Hey, fuck him, Calvin.
Calvin's doing great things in this world. He'll be all right.
Shout out to Calvin.
Oscar award winning Calvin O'Neill Jr. What up, though?
Yo, that's epic. Shout out to Calvin. That's very fucking epic. Yeah, so how does it feel to be just another year older, man? You know?
I embrace getting older, man. I enjoy it. It's I don't want no association with the, you know, Tide Pod eating era of this world. You know, all okay. The Zan popping crazy people of this world, like the teenagers of this generation. I don't want nothing to do with them. Yeah. So I'm okay with getting older and progressing with time and, you know, setting new standards with my life and trying different things and enjoying life as it goes. 28 years old.
Hey, this man aging like Hennessy, eh?
Hey. Fine light wine. Again, no grays. I'm out here, you know. My brain hasn't stopped working yet. I'm all good.
There you go. You ain't walking to the cage with a lion yet.
You will never catch me in the cage with a lion. And let's be very clear. That segment of foolery, white people, that was dedicated for y'all. I'm sorry. Because we know better.
It's a
black
dedication.
People do some wild things in the world. But we know better than to motherfucking go toe-to-toe with the Lion King.
So you what is it, May 21st today?
Yes.
Was like a ritual, like one of your memories of like your best birthday? Had to be sometime.
My best birthday?
Yeah, like the best age, you like what year your best birthday, like the which one? It had to be one.
Ones that stand out. Yeah. I mean, I remember I was like, it's a while back. I like my childhood memories, you know, being a 90s right. kid, you know, we get to reflect on the times we had and shit. So I remember when I was 10, I had a birthday party. I had just moved over to Farmington Hills and I had a birthday party with all my homeboys. Like I brought them over, like Calvin, my cousin Nick, Nathan, man, it was a bunch of
whole
us,
gang
man.
Over there,
whole crew. And then my pops, he made t-shirts that said Riding with Eric in all red. It had a car on it.
That's lit.
And it had the number 10. It was my 10th birthday on the back. Uh-huh. And it had everybody's name on it and shit.
That's lit.
Man, I still got that shit. Some of my homeboys still got it too, man. To fast forward to the older days, older birthdays.
Shit.
Shout out to V Nightclub and MGM. That was a host of a lot of birthdays. A lot of good times. Shout out to DJ Whip. A lot of good times in that place. Because I was in the radio back then and we was broadcasting. And then we used to go in there and just hang out, have a good time at the club. And birthday celebrations always go up a notch. Yeah. Always. And
I can only imagine you, Whip, He Cam.
Dante one time, yes.
I probably was in there going nuts.
Epic, man. You know, had a great time. A lot of good energy in there. You know. I'm gonna spare some of the details.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
I don't want to, you know.
You ain't gotta get messy on your birthday.
Exactly. I'm not trying to. We're not trying to get banned by Trump or you know put family on blast.
What's a ritual? You got like a ritual you do every year, like at midnight.
I got a couple actually. I feel like I've kind of making one now. Like, I play golf with my pops.
Okay.
And we kind of do that, like, for his birthday, too. Like, we always make it a point to, like, go, you know, golf and, like, spend some time together and shit. And I listen to Biggie. Because this is also Biggie's birthday.
Today is Biggie's birthday. I did not know that. Wow. I got Biggie
on my birthday. I got Ron Isley on my birthday, Mr. Biggs.
I did know it was Biggie. I forgot it was Biggie's birthday. And it's Mr. Biggs' birthday. I forgot.
And Mr. T.
Who?
Punk-ass Mr. T.
Oh, Mr. T. Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Fool.
Yeah, fuck all that.
Who you got on your birthday?
On my birthday, I got a few people. It's fucking weird. It's Pi Day. I got Albert Einstein.
What?
I got Blade Icewood, a Detroit legend. One for time. Those who know him, R.I.P. Blade.
Yes.
It's Steph Curry.
Of course, it's the craziest thing ever.
I'm like, yo, me and Steph got the splash. I'm a splash, bro, if you ain't know.
You are not a fucking splash, bro.
Okay.
Don't you dare.
There you go.
Don't you motherfucking dare.
It's the like celebrities I share a birthday with. I forget. I might be forgetting one, but.
You got birthday rituals? Like,
any birthday rituals? You know. At like midnight, I feel like I'll. Sit up. I'll wait till midnight to see my birthday appear first at midnight. Like, all right, cool. It's the next day. And then really just spend time, have a good time. Really, I can't really say like I got a ritual that I'll do like that much, but really catching it at midnight, that's been a ritual.
Yep. Just thank the Lord for another year.
Exactly.
Shit, that's the most we can do. Reach out to the fam, let them reach out. Like I said, one thing that's always made my, one ritual is not something that I do, but one thing I always look forward to was my grandmother. She always calls and she sings for my birthday, and that's like one of the things I've always looked forward to. Not a ritual that I do, but yeah, something that always meant something great to me. Mm-hmm. But I've had some bad birthdays too. I actually not woke up in the hospital, but I went to the hospital on my birthday.
Oh.
That shit was the fucking worst. I had a...
What the fuck did you do?
Man...
Yo, my man, like, hold on. Okay, let's hear it.
Strep.
Okay,
Woke up with strep.
Okay, had to go to the You sure you want to get this messy on your birthday?
First of all, it wasn't due to no kissing.
Okay.
At all.
I'm just checking. You say birthday and strep, then like, yo, my man was in the strip club. Wildin'.
As a matter of fact, hold on. It was that was in high school, actually, when that shit happened. And, yeah, I was definitely not, I was getting no work in high school, so. I can certainly say it wasn't on at that point. So, nah. I fucking woke up. My fucking throat was killing me and shit. I'm like, you know, my parents are excited to see, oh, happy, bro. What's wrong with you? I'm sitting there like grabbing my throat. I'm like, freak, what the fuck is going on with me? I told them what's going on. And they rushed me over to the hospital and shit. Hey, I'm looking for, oh, what's your ID? Oh, can you sign your date of birth right here? Oh, it's today. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm like, yeah, it sucks.
Damn.
It's the fucking worst. Yeah. Last place you want to be on your motherfucking birthday is the hospital.
That is very shitty. I'm sorry about that. Yeah, that's terrible. Yeah, I wouldn't wish that shit upon nobody for their birthday. I do have a ritual. I just remembered. So you ever seen The Simpsons when they had the Michael Jackson on The Simpsons?
No.
You've never seen where
I didn't fuck with The Simpsons.
You didn't
fuck
with The Simpsons
with
where Michael Jackson sings Happy Birthday to Lisa on
I
The Simpsons?
Say that I have.
Yo, it's hilarious because my sister would call me every year for my birthday and sing that shit. It should have a countdown. I'll pick up and be like, hello. She'll be like, a one, a two, and a one, two, three. Hit it and just sing this fucking song.
Word.
Word for word to me. And I'm just like, yo, like, nigga, this has been going on for so long. Like, I can't remember the last time I told, like, I trust me, she does it every year. She's probably listening and she's probably dying laughing because she knows she does this every year. But that, yeah, that's a ritual that she fucking just naturally does. And I can't lie, I do it back to her. When it's her birthday, I call her back and do that shit. But she started that shit and that shit is hilarious. Like, that's for real. Those who fuck with The Simpsons or did fuck with The Simpsons back in the 90s, I feel
they're
like
still on, aren't they?
Yeah, but I feel like it's different. The 90s Simpsons, I think, were a little bit different. Early 2000s were a little different, but I feel like that kind of like went off after the movie. Like, it kind of died out, or writers switched up, but this one was back in the day when you had like Mike Tyson on there and like, yeah, so I don't know if it was a real Michael, but you'll look it up on The Simpsons and like that shit was fucking like mad funny to hear that shit.
I motherfucking missed that. Yeah, it's all good though. And shout out to everybody who's reached out for the birthday. I appreciate it. And shout out to everybody who's still supporting us. All the follows on the social media. Everybody's still clicking and checking us out on SoundCloud, iTunes, Alternative Blacks. Again, this is episode 6. And
six.
Something wrong with you over there? You sure? You kind of like morph into a different person, like whenever you say that number.
What?
That number, huh?
What number?
You know, 4, 5.
Six.
So yeah, it's been a lot going on this week. America still sucks.
Oh yeah.
Let's be very clear with that. Like, you know, I think we heard like for the longest, especially like when we were kids and shit, like how great America was and how like
we're making it great again, Eric. Damn, would you relax? That's what we're doing right now, apparently.
Oh, were you at the Cavs game? Were you that guy sitting in front row trying to get that towel from LeBron with the Make America Great Again?
No.
That wasn't you?
No, that wasn't
me. Oh, that was somebody else? No. Oh. Well, he's probably super pro 2A.
He probably don't even live in America. Like, you at the sideline, you at the courtside Cavs game. I mean, you probably
he was by himself.
Money all over the world. Get out of here.
But we see another huge problem, another huge concern in this world, in our world, in America, of again gun violence in this country.
Yeah.
Another school shooting. It's actually 2 in the same day.
That shit, like, is like for real, like. That shit is, like, very, like, sad. Like, it's, like, every fucking 3 months, you got to hear something about, like, something getting shot up. Like, can we just live, like, as people? Like, it's just so sad and unfortunate. And I think, like, it does need to be a control on the weapons. Like, I think gun control is an issue that they really need to sit down and, like, take more serious. I feel like, yeah, they go to the Hill and they have all these conversations, but it never goes anywhere. It's, like... And then it's gun control and mental, like, health. Like, those options should be available to everybody. Like, no matter what type of insurance you have. Like, if somebody has that on their mind and they need to talk to somebody, like, yo, like, they really need to sit down and let somebody hear all of this, whatever they're going through. Like, yo, it's so fucking disgusting to hear every 3 months that a school has been shot up. Like, a place where you take to go get your fucking education, the least you fucking think about is getting into a fight there. Like, that's the most of your worries. Like, all right, let me get into a fight at school. But you're not about to sit there and, like nowadays kids go to school with anxiety thinking they school can get shot up. Like, that shit is fucked up.
It's
like
a real fear now.
Sporadically, like... Ain't no, you can't plan nothing like that. You don't know when it's gonna happen. And I'm like, yo, like,
especially with like the, I don't want to say lack of awareness, because people promote the Second Amendment and people promote being able, like, we've seen this stupid ass girl, what was it, Caitlin Bennett, I think her name was, that stupid ass girl from Kent University with the gun on her back and all that.
Yeah,
like, it's not like, yeah, okay, yes, you do have that right, but it's the tone deaf nature that you have to flaunt a gun around, knowing the sensitive time in America where 10 kids were just shot in Texas and other kids are dying all across the country from school violence and gun violence all over the country, like in unexpected places where guns shouldn't be used.
You don't see nobody with like their rights abusing it like this. You don't see people with their medical marijuana cards out in the public with just like pound saying, oh, I'm advocate, I'm just speaking up. You don't, like, it's not, we get it, you can acknowledge, we know that you have the right, we know it's in the Constitution, we know, like, we see it.
Get a hard, like, on for your gun, we get it, it's
like,
fine,
like, you have the right to bear arms, we understand that. But I feel like, no, dog, like, you that's a poor taste when you're sitting there like promoting something, especially now around like these times of everybody just shooting up shit. Like,
she's sitting up here talking about, oh, I got booked for another interview, just got some job offers, just got more like all this like positive shit, knowing damn well if me and you walked in there with an AR-15, if we walked anywhere with an AR-15, we didn't see shit. Like, take it back to the Charlottesville bullshit.
Yeah,
them motherfuckers was walking around dressed like they was the police with the vests on, these weak ass helmets, guns up and down their body and shit. You, if you ever saw a group of, let's say, 5 black dudes all together strapped up like what's happening on site?
They showed a video. You already know what's happening.
Oh yeah, that's right. We've seen it. They showed for the past few years.
Right. It's a video. It's an experiment of a guy walking with the same type of weapons this guy had, like, they're like AR-15, so many like guns that you can. He had obviously the right to own them. Walking down the street with him, and the cops pull him over. And of course, he was white. They're talking to him like, "Oh, you know, what are you doing with this? Are you legal to have these?" You know, they do the whole rundown, and they see like, "All right, cool." They let him do his thing. A black guy is walking down the same street with the same fucking guns and everything. And they put up on him like he just shot up some shit. Put up on him so quick. Like, it wasn't even, like, it's night and day. Like, it's day and night how they do certain people with the laws around here. Like, it's crazy.
And let's take it back to Texas again. The guy who got arrested for the shooting, he got arrested for the shooting. Let's take a hypothetical.
He's a terrorist.
If he got smoked by the police on site when he came out, say he got shot. Is anybody sad?
No.
Would you be sad in that moment?
Not at all.
The motherfucker just took 10 lives of kids for, like, some senseless-ass bullshit.
Right.
But these motherfuckers get taken away, due process, no big deal. Dylan Roof gets escorted to Burger King, gets treated like just a normal-ass kid, some first-time offender and shit. Like, these are terrorists, and we've seen black people murdered for perception, for the thought of being a threat, not even being a threat. A cell phone is, I think he's a threat. I think something's going on with him. Or the kid from Detroit who was riding a four wheeler.
Yeah,
like
remember we saw. I did my research, but remember we walked by the courthouse when they were protesting. Remember.
That was what it was for.
Yeah, that was that.
Shit. I do remember that.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, that
I'm
was
glad
that.
You looked that shit up. Yeah. I totally forgot about that.
I was like, I'm like, ATV. I'm like, this was that shit. I'm like, we walked right past the courthouse when they were out there protesting.
He was like, what the hell is this?
The news was out there and everything.
Exactly what was going on. Yeah, man. Again, This Is America is. It's not just some fucking song. Like, I'm understanding it more and more. What I told you, my new perception of it.
Yeah.
It's showing day to day now. Even with that, remember that girl who did the spoof of it? That's exactly what he was talking about in the video. Like, all y'all paying attention to is the bullshit, and I can manipulate you into thinking other shit while I'm trying to be dead ass serious of all the mayhem that's going on behind me.
Right, yeah.
You got this chick up here, like, trying to make light of this shit and try to put her spin on it. I mean, you're not even from America. Like, you Canadian. I appreciate your interest in it, but you trying to make a bold stand and you did it in the worst fucking way possible.
Yeah, I mean, she had a message, but she definitely went about in an artistic way. She could have been more creative on her own.
Yes.
And her message would have been heard and felt. So I feel like she kind of shortchanged her message.
100%.
So that was a bad execution by her, but her message got across, hopefully. But yeah, man, it's crazy what happens in America. You just gotta pray and just pray for the good for the human race. Honestly, you just gotta hope for better for everyone, no matter like what shape and form. Like, you see the dude shooting up the school, you just gotta pray for it. Even the people who run in the judicial system, you gotta pray these motherfuckers make the right decisions at the end of the day.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying, because when is praying not enough? Cause that's what I feel like right now. I feel like we all tweet about it, we all pray about it, we all send out our best wishes, we all are heartfelt about it and so shocked. But like, I mean, granted, I don't know the answer, but like, what the fuck do we do next to like change this type of shit? Cause I do believe, you know, you shouldn't be able to walk into Dunham's and with no ID be able to buy 50 bullets or some shit.
Yeah,
like, that kind of shit is not acceptable.
Exactly.
So there should be some kind of gun reform. And there should be some kind of respect from those who are so proud to bear arms. Again, be understanding of the situation.
I feel like it should be like a more mental type of thing when you buying a gun. Like, people should really be doing a mental evaluation of who you giving this gun to, like who you selling this gun to. Like, you shouldn't be allowed to go in there and buy some fucking bullets and not be ID for it. We don't know who you are. Like, what are you doing with these bullets? It's just, hey, the gun's selling. The shit's selling.
It makes me sick. They put their own personal bullshit over the feelings of victims in this country. Like, it's the same shit with racism. Like, These motherfuckers literally were arguing on CNN what's worse, the N-word or cracker. So instead of this is the problem right there. Instead,
how is that even an argument?
How is that even a conversation?
What is more like a title you get for your one is an entitlement for your establishment, and then the other one is a degrading term. What are you talking about?
Or a food that you pick up at Kroger when you got soup in the morning, like whatever. But my point is that these motherfuckers they rather play a victim too. And say, like, oh, well, y'all call us cracker. First of all, nobody's used cracker since, like, fucking the 70s, dog. Nobody right. says cracker no motherfucking more.
No.
Like, let's be very clear about that. And again, as Jamel tweeted ever so perfectly, if you ever have the question which is worse between the N-word and cracker, it's the one that you can't say on TV. Oh, yeah. It could even say nigger. No. On the motherfucking TV. You can't write that and spell that. But you can put cracker up there with no problem. Motherfuckers will turn that on TV and think, whoa, I don't understand. Why would crackers be offensive to people?
Right.
Like, kids don't know what the fuck that shit means when they turn that on. Like, come on, y'all. Like, just.
Yeah, that's a reach by CNN. Come on.
Come on, y'all. Stop the tone deaf bullshit.
Right.
You know, it's okay sometimes to put the feelings and thoughts of other people over yourself sometimes. Trust me, your 45 will be okay. Trust me.
It's all about that moolah. Indeed. At the end of the day, it's all about that money. If it's going to. Hey, capital.
Hey, America's number one.
Yeah, man. And you better not kneel when that national anthem come on.
Oh, shit.
Speaking of quarterbacks.
Because we've seen.
Oh, yeah.
You can do anything in the NFL except kneel for the anthem. Hold on. You can get away with sexual assault in the NFL. You can get away with drunk driving in the NFL.
Indeed.
You can get away with murder. NFL.
Oh, yeah.
Woo, if you kneel for that motherfucking anthem.
Boy, you're not working ever again.
Never. One time for Colin Kaepernick.
Hey.
And one time for the Hamilton Tiger Cats, who just signed NFL flunky Johnny Manziel.
Money Manziel.
Wow.
Doing a hand motion after he scores a touchdown.
All through Canada, eh?
You don't say, eh?
Where's his first poutine commercial?
Man, you know they coming. Johnny Manziel.
Money Manziel poutine.
My touchdown celebrations. Just got a little poutine added to them.
Add some poutine. One time for our Canadian listeners.
Yo, shout out to Canada. But yeah. I think Manziel will do okay out there. You don't think he gonna? How do you think?
I don't know, man. It's just like the Arena League. I'm sure he'll light it up. It's like, to me, it's no different than the Ball Brothers going to play in Lithuania.
Right. All right,
if you go light it up and drop triple doubles every day, it's like, all right, you play these middle school level talent players. Like, I don't fucking care.
Right, he got to go over there and kill it, though, to be noticeable over here in America, right. As far as him getting a shot. But, yeah, it's good for him, for at least he got his head back on straight. But, no, I think he's going to be like, sorry to my Hamilton, town of Hamilton. I'm sorry about that interception I threw.
I'm a little disappointed in Canada. I mean, I don't know the rules.
Why?
And, like, limitations of, you know, because again, we've seen Johnny Manziel get in trouble for substance abuse.
Right.
We've seen him get in trouble for domestic violence. We've seen a lot of trouble patterns with Johnny Manziel. We've seen him flame out in the NFL. So I would think that Canada would look at that kind of information and say, I'm straight.
But you don't think when dude openly said he wanted to smoke weed and, like, just kept failing his weed drug test, like, he went up to Canada and played? Like, remember Ricky Williams? Like,
absolutely.
That was
he couldn't wait to stop playing football.
Yeah, he went up there easily. Like, all right, bet. Buy the cash out the rest. I'm about to pay off the rest of my mortgage.
Shit.
These little Canadian checks, and then I'll be on my way.
Yeah, the Canadian League. He was done with the NFL.
Hey, he's not going in the Hall of Fame, you don't think?
Ricky Williams?
Yeah.
Hell no. Nah. He was good for a minute, but nah, definitely not on Hall of Fame. Nah.
Man, we forget about Ricky Williams too quick, though. Hold on.
What, did you have, like, great Madden experiences?
I just think Ricky Williams don't get that much love like he should just because of that shit.
He's probably the best, like, of the J.R. Smiths and, like, those. Like, I'm trying to think who else would be, like, the.
I'll take him over Amir Abdullah.
Okay. I mean, that's a hot take. We were doing sucks, and Ricky Williams is all the shit at this point.
No, in their prime.
Well, I mean, of course, in his prime. Like, he was one of the best when he was in his prime. But...
Exactly, and that makes me believe that he don't get the same love that he's supposed to get.
A lot of people you take over Amir Abdullah, but nah, I think Johnny Manziel, I think he's going to come back to the NFL, too. I think he'll probably do, like, a quick year-half stint with the Canadian League. I think he'll make his way back over to the NFL. I think teams wanted to sign him. He had, like, what, damn near, I think, 25 teams go look at him during his pro day or his little tryout and shit. Like, motherfuckers want to sign him, but that nobody wants to be the first one to do it.
Yeah, no, because they see his track record, and then they got the shit with, like, yo, you signed him, and you didn't sign Colin Kaepernick. Like, that's going to be a big argument. Like, we know that's not going to settle well, but... Hey, like I said, at least he got his mind made up. Motherfucker, what? Last time we saw him, he was like going to the grocery store in disguise, doing a beer run, like,
right,
in a fucking porn stash.
Oh, like, what the hell here, he was, man, doing?
Partying, yeah, with Drake.
Yeah, every time we see him in a club, he's like, cause he always says, you know, I want to be on the right path. I want to do the right thing. Then you see him in a club partying where he's not supposed to be in a club. Drinking when he's not supposed to be drinking. Doing a bunch of shit he's never supposed to be doing. And let's be very clear. At one point, this is not no hot take. This is a fact. At one point, Colin Kaepernick was one of the best quarterbacks in all of the NFL.
I agree.
Let's be very clear.
I agree.
Johnny Manziel at no point was the best at anything.
Who else you knew that could go in Green Bay and rip them apart in the playoffs?
Torch Green Bay. And they were the shit coming into the playoffs.
In the playoffs.
Cap was like, nah, let's put an end to all that shit quick.
In the playoffs. Killed their defense in the cold in Green Bay. You know, it don't get no better than that. They tried to make a back-to-back Super Bowl appearance run.
It was this close. It was one throw away. Cam was a bad motherfucker.
You know, they didn't want to see them. They wanted Seattle to go. We ain't going to talk about that.
They did not.
I was pissed about that.
But they, nah. Cap was that dude, man. He was as fast as that lion in that cage.
Wow.
Whipping in there.
Wow.
Cap was out here.
That's funny. I was about to drop one too. I was about to drop a joke, but then you beat me to it. I was about to say, you know, that year they fixed that playoff run in Seattle. I felt like Super Bowl run, I felt like they knew he was going to kneel like the next coming season. So that I just put it into him now, you know. Like,
it's all right. Like, I'm with you on that one.
Your playoff run is going to take a kneel right here.
They knew what was coming. He's doing what on the sideline? Oh, let's get this nigga out of here. Fuck y'all.
Oh, man. Yeah, shout out to Kaepernick, though. I fuck with him heavy. I'm a Niners fan, but, like, it's bittersweet now because of how they let Harbaugh just go like that, and then how they let Cap go, and they just let their team just fall to shit. And I don't know, man. I don't know if I should be cheering for him.
No. I like that he tweeted out he didn't like the comparisons to him and Colin Kaepernick and shit, but they're relevant. They're going to be Johnny Manziel.
Okay, yeah.
So he tweeted out, I don't like the comparisons. You know, Cap's doing great things. I'm happy you said that shit, but part of me, this the asshole in me, I want Johnny Manziel to fall on his ass. I don't give a fuck.
Wow, like, you want him to relapse?
I don't want him. No. I'm not saying that. I'm talking about on the field.
Okay.
I hope he stays on the right path with that. Like, stay clear out of the clubs. He clearly has he's shown that he has a problem with, you know, substance abuse and all that kind of shit, whether it's drugs, alcohol, whatever it is. That's not what I'm talking about. I mean, football related.
A little partying.
Yeah. I mean, and that's normal, but for people like him, where he's trying to recover,
yeah,
we see how he is in them situations. But on the football related, I hope he falls on his ass. I absolutely hope he falls on his ass because he's had chance and chance after chance. Even in college, he was a problem and shit. Like, college, he was an asshole and fucking, no, the NFL, he's getting in real legal troubles and shit. He's ruined second and third and fourth chances like Josh Gordon did.
Right.
But Colin Kaepernick never even, he's not on his second chance. Like, people always say, oh, does Cap deserve another try in the NFL? He's still on his one and only try. He hasn't done anything to warrant being in trouble or being withheld from being in the NFL.
Right.
See what I'm saying? Like, I don't. So, yeah, that part of me wants him to, I don't want to say fail, because that's a hard word, but I just want that point to be made.
It's politics and everything, though. It's politics and every fucking thing. So, I think Kaepernick is doing a great thing for, like, representing and advocating for the players, like, for all type of rights. So, you know, hopefully we see him succeed and this goes in the right favor of Colin Kaepernick than for everybody else that's, you know, witnessing what he chooses to do. So he did. It is challenging what he's doing, and yo, that man earns nothing but my respect for real. So shout out to Cap.
Yes, sir. I couldn't believe that fucking news. I saw he got signed. I'm like, whatever.
Yeah. Right.
You saw that shit?
I heard. I didn't, like, know the name of the team, but I heard he was going to Canada, though. And I'm like, all right, well. Like, you ain't. Nobody's going to be checking for you, for real. Nobody but the locals.
Nope. That's it. We'll see. Once he gets that first poutine commercial and America thinks he's friendly again, he'll come back over.
Oh, yeah. Easily. The Browns going to sign him.
Oh, him and Baker.
No, Dallas. The Cowboys are signing. I see Jerry Jones trading Dak for some draft picks, getting Johnny, and they on a roll, baby. Welcome to Jerryland.
Alternative blacks say fuck Johnny Manziel. It actually here in the segment I want to say fuck this like story, but
who gives a fuck?
Who gives a fuck? Going to our correspondent, our favorite news source, WGAF. Who gives a fuck news? And again. Salute to love. Those who are falling in love this year.
Love is in the air.
You know, those getting married, engaged. All these happy relationships going on right now.
Shout out to love.
You know, proposing in front of the families and, you know, making a special moment. And then there are heightened moments that, you know, us normal folk can't really match. The royal wedding was this weekend, Troy.
Yeah.
And every man is put on blast and put on notice. You have to look at your woman the right way now. No, I'm sorry, not the right way. The perfect way. Because of the royal wedding.
Man.
You gotta have the perfect wedding because of the royal wedding.
I feel like you can't get mad at me before. I'm gonna be like, listen, anybody gonna get mad at, you gonna get mad at my great 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 grandparents. You ain't gonna get mad at me because that shit wasn't set up like this for me.
Nope.
Can't get mad at me. We could have had this, but hey, shit happened back then. So, you know, I'm gonna be your American Prince Harry.
Oh, that's what you finna be?
Nah, fuck that, because it's royalty everywhere. No matter what nation you are, there's some sense of royalty. But we show this one, we broadcast this one on TV. Like, it again, shout out to love, but really, a wedding, though, like, we all about to get up early in the morning and watch this. Like, how long was that shit? Wasn't that shit hours?
It was as long as the Thanksgiving parade.
See what I'm saying?
Like, and I don't wake up for that shit either. No disrespect to those who do. But, again, like, people treat that shit like the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Like, y'all really was waking up mad early to watch people two strangers get married.
People probably on their couch crying and shit. Like, oh, I knew it.
Oh, my God. I trust. Do you see how they're flicking each other's fingers? Like, dog, who the fuck cares?
Yeah, I think we, as Americans, spend too much time investing, and especially this is in a whole other fucking country. So, like, we spending way too much more time watching this shit on TV. Like, I do not give a fuck about Ed Sheeran getting fucking married. I don't.
You don't want to watch Carson Wentz's wedding, man?
What no, you I mean? Fucking don't at no, all. Come and on, Prince man. Harry, don't get me wrong, he the most lit one out of all of them. Like, he got definitely the stories of him being in the military,
yep,
partying hard in good America. But like, I'm right. Pretty sure if he had the option, he would probably just do something small. Like, I'm pretty sure Prince Harry wasn't, like, come on now. If this is their tradition, like, why is this our tradition too?
So right, exactly.
And watch that shit. And ladies, if you mad at your man because he wasn't that successful from ancient history, back when motherfuckers didn't have a lot, then you should be looking at yourself in the mirror with disgust, ladies. I mean, you can't sit there. And this man does everything he does, from working at the grocery store to McDonald's or whatever, to make you happy. And then he brings home that check and he buys you and gets you whatever you want. And that Saturday morning, y'all wake up and you got the nerve to look at me twisted when I ask you what's for dinner after you watch this damn royal wedding. And I ain't even got to say you got to cook it. I just want to know what you in the mood for.
Oh, okay. You talking about asking them what's for dinner, like what they want to eat.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was curious.
The number one argument starter.
Absolutely. First, it always starts when I'm hungry. Oh, what you want to eat?
You pick.
I mean, we going to be still. Right. Oh, you pick.
Then you pick.
You go through 10 pages. Go all through the yellow pages and shit. And we still sitting here stuck because you can't make up your mind.
Exactly. So, yeah. And who gives a fuck news this segment? Yeah, the royal wedding. We spent too much time on it, and we honestly shouldn't give a fuck. We got better things to do with our Saturday morning besides sit on the couch and watch two strangers get married all the way, hours away. Who don't give a fuck about you if you die?
They give two fucks about you. The royal family of America is...
See, America got too many backgrounds. Too many backgrounds.
For us.
For the blacks. Oh, the Carters.
Would it be the Carters?
From the
I think it'd be the Carters.
It'd have to be the Carters. Who would you say?
The Obamas.
That's yeah. That's a good we got bracket. Different variations. It's like political. We got the Obamas.
Yup.
Rap. We got the Carters. Acting, well, Hollywood. We got the Smiths.
The Smiths would be great. Well, let's make a bracket out of this shit. We'll put the Smiths up there. Cardi and Offset would be up there. Oh, they're hot right now.
Oh, yeah.
We could put them up there.
Yeah.
Who else could we put in that conversation? It's hard. But I think we need to hit the heavy hitters, really, to be honest.
Yeah, we hit the ones that got the most effect on America, who got the on social media or just the people in general. I think we touched those.
And I think... Part of me would wake up early as hell to why, like, say Barack and Michelle renew their vows.
Oh, yeah, I'm on that. I'm on that.
I'm absolutely waking up early for that shit.
Easy.
That's a good reason to do that.
Yeah.
You know, to watch two strangers overseas and shit that, you know, not even in, like, representation of me or my country or, like, anything I do. It's like, I don't fucking care. I'm smooth on that.
Yeah, you grew up with Will and, you know, like, it's the Fresh Prince, nigga. Like, come on now.
Will and Jada would have Beyonce and Jay performing. Like, oh, as easy. They come up there.
Easy.
They'd be dancing and shit. Diddy bopping up and down.
Yeah, easily.
And then Jaden Smith just comes in floating and shit.
Hey. Him and Willow.
Jane, what the hell are you doing? Right, Willow just dancing on her hair and shit.
I whip my hair back in.
Hey. To the royal family. Oh, well, yeah. Oprah and Stedman. Give Stedman his fucking credit. Stedman could have
got washed long ago. But you know why he's not getting washed?
Why? Because he's playing his role.
He's playing his role. I'll take those words back.
If you were Oprah, you play your role.
Get your check, Steady.
Stedman is absolutely that consideration. Like I said, if Oprah would have came out and she said, "Oh, I like women," and she would have said, somebody else on the side, nobody would care. Like, it's fucking Oprah. She's up here opening schools in Africa and shit.
She's just playing it steady. No pun intended. She's playing it steady.
Wow. He is locked his place in history down. Good for you, Stedman. They are part of the royal bracket.
Yeah,
bracket of American love.
Yeah. And then it would have I can't argue it. And then who's it going to come down to?
I think the Obamas win. Especially with how shitty Trump is.
Yeah, the Obamas going to win.
Like, you see Jay-Z get dragged on Twitter when they got the Beyonce concert coming up and shit. So motherfuckers, like, talking shit about Hope for no reason. People know not to talk shit about Barack and Michelle. That shit's not happening.
They're sacred. They got a nice marriage established. Like, very, very nice. That's some shit people should look up to and use as an example. Yeah, you're right.
And let's be totally honest. Obama is literally a superhero. I'm not, knock on wood, knock on all the wood possible. This man.
What makes him a superhero?
This man has been scandal free since we fucking brought his name to the forefront of America. Obama has not, he ain't got no baby mamas. He ain't got no criminal background. He ain't got no dirt on his name whatsoever. Now, great, I'm not wishing no death on him anytime soon. Nothing like that. Anything like that. But when he passes, if he gets through, because let's be honest, we have our heroes, but they have some dirt on them.
Oh, yeah. He smoked a little weed.
Even MLK had some hoes on. Let's be very clear about that.
Allegedly.
What time for the grade? But still, Obama don't have shit right now. If he can get out.
Hey, remember that clip they tried to play of Obama? They tried to play him in the clip of checking out old girl's ass when she was walking by. You remember that clip they tried to play him? Then they tried to play him when that one, what was that? Him and Michelle was at some, whatever. I forgot where they were at. I don't even know what type of event, but they were all out, and it was some white lady he was sitting next to, and she was very friendly talking to Obama, and like they just get like photos. They got them all like paced together, and Michelle looking at him a certain way, and then they got their own captions to it. And the next thing you know, Michelle and Obama, Michelle and Barack switched seats, so the lady's now sitting next to Michelle, Barack sitting on the outside. Now, like that shit was hilarious. Yeah, they try to give him a little stuff, but
that's that's his superpower.
You know the irony about that when he was going through when he was in office, who was really trying to tarnish his name. You remember that?
Yeah.
About a birth certificate?
That was it.
Our two presidential candidates that we had to choose from. So we should have known once they couldn't pull out a birth certificate that what the fuck are they going to pull out for our country?
About that. We talk about politics sometimes, but whenever we talk about Trump as a president, I don't ever bring up the Russian collusion shit. It seems like there's a lot of trails to that being proven, but to me, it's still just a hot take. I don't know nothing about that shit. But that's still a serious allegation that niggas are looking into. And then Trump's tax bullshit as well. Those are two serious things to look into. Obama's was his birth certificate?
Yeah.
Come on, dog. And y'all just now bringing that shit up.
Yeah.
Like, that was that's a pathetic fucking reach.
Yeah, that was a very, very, very harsh, horrible reach. I'm like, yo, you mean to tell me y'all run like this man's gonna pull off the ultimate fake birth certificate on y'all? Like, shut the fuck up.
He's not working at CVS. Right, like, this man's running for the president, dude.
He gonna pull out a fake one. Like, get out of here, man.
Your high ass manager might not catch that, but political officials?
Yeah.
Elected you to the presidency? Yeah. I'm pretty sure he's okay.
I don't know how I let that one slip through.
Jesus Christ. Like the Secretary of State, motherfucker. Jesus.
He's fucking retarded, though. Yeah. But that's who we had to choose, though. The people who was pointing a finger. That's we had to choose. Blamer A, blamer B. They chose one of the blamers.
Now we see where we're at. The divisiveness of this country, the bullshit that we've gone through. But, you know, again, we have our black superheroes. We have. We have the Obamas. We have Jay and Beyonce. You know, when they go through their struggles and shit, they bounce back. Like, hell, the whole elevator shit with Solange could have gone tragic. If Jay would have smacked Solange, Jay-Z would be dead right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He would be dead. So those superheroes, their superpower is the ability to do whatever is necessary.
Shout out to
Wakanda. And to stay clean. The vibranium in them. That's right. Look at you. I'm so proud of you. Look at you, Troy. We're going to get to that in a minute. Well, I'm so proud of you with that. But yes, they absolutely got that vibranium in them.
Oh, man.
The wisdom of the vibranium.
Yeah. No, he could have definitely. That shit could have went the wrong way.
It could have gone so south. Because what man you know hasn't said, I would have knocked Solange the fuck out.
He know what's fucked up. Oh, yeah, idiot.
Like, every man was saying that crazy shit.
Yeah, talking out their ass. But, you know, it was fucked up. We don't know why she was doing that in the elevator. She could have been fucking wasted. She could have been wasted and just having a fucking shitty time. And shitty, like, he probably was like, yo, you fucked up out here. We got to go. And she probably just snapped on home. And they probably thinking, oh, what everybody thinks you cheated on me, Jay. Let's capitalize off of this. Drop an album, drop a tour. Everybody thinks something of it. Cool. The elevator just painted this picture. Thank you for your drunken night, Solange. Check, please.
And now Solange is hot as she ever been, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's no coincidence, right?
Yeah.
Come on.
She probably still got that outfit. Still got the same outfit she kicked that nigga in. I'm telling you.
He could have been... I don't want to say he easily could have, but he could have gone upside her head, and that would have been raps for Jay-Z.
Yeah, he could have reacted very horribly in the situation, but he didn't, though, and...
Every endorsement gone, his Roc Nation plug.
Business partners would have parted ways, like...
As you see now, motherfuckers removing people from Apple Music, titles dead, all that shit. You see people getting removed from radio stations like Kanye on 105.1 or R. Kelly from Spotify. Jay-Z would have been up there, too.
Yeah.
Jay-Z would have been getting removed super quick. Putting his hand on a woman.
Easily. It's... I don't know, man. It's just the world we live in today. The time and everything changes, man.
Do better, America.
We have to do better.
Calling y'all out. Everybody.
Absolutely everybody.
I'm going to do my part by, you know, being friends with a light-skinned guy. That takes a lot for me. That takes a lot. So I'm going to, you know, that's me doing my part and trying to be diverse and different.
You know, they said for
it just... It hurts, though.
You know, they said for just 60 cents a day, you could sponsor, you know, a friend from the other side.
Fuck that.
That's what we'll call it. Well, you could sponsor a friend from the other side. And this is the love he shows?
Fuck that. You... I thought you were trying to pull me like some goddamn Make-A-Wish shit. Not Make-A-Wish. Them sad ass...
you damn right that's what shit. I try to paint you as.
Fuck that. Get a GoFundMe going. Alternative Blacks GoFundMe. We making that shit as soon as this motherfucker's over.
Support Eric's Gatorade GoFundMe.
Whatever. Hey, I'll put whatever reason you need me to put in there. If you crazy enough to put some money in my fucking account for no reason, hey. Who's, hey, whatever.
Hey, I started GoFundMe for this dog I want to buy. I never had a dog in my life, so I'm going to buy this dog. And I'm going to leave it at Eric crib.
All right, well, thank y'all for listening. Episode 6.
Oh, we gonna talk
it's
about
my birthday. You know, Jordan 28. Troy's like 625 years old. Him and Morgan Freeman hang out at the same country club and shit.
Hey, you know what? It's nice, nigga, because you saw us in Bruce Almighty, didn't you?
I saw him. I saw him, yes.
You ain't see us when he was Mr. Fox?
Oh, that's what you was in? Oh, I hate this, man. But I love you all. Thank you again for tuning in. And always remember, don't be a bitch.
Be elite.
We'll see you next episode. Be easy.
You.